Friday edition of Coffee Time. Congratulations on making it to the end of your work week. Man, it is smoky here in the Landry community. We continue to update you on that Sand Creek fire. I stepped outside for a brief second, and man, there's a lot of smoke still in the air. So hope everybody's doing okay with that. We give a big pat on the back to the crews out there battling that fire and anybody who may be in harm's way as well. We're definitely thinking about you. Continued coverage of that right here on KOVE as the day goes on, and of course at county10.com. Jared Anderson, Vince Tropea with you, and we welcome our guest, Mr. Bruce Gallinger, who joins us to talk about some 9/11 happenings. Bruce, first of all, thank you for being here. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent, thank you. I tell people I'm just darn near perfect, which is again the case today. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day in Fremont County.
I love it. For folks who may not know kind of your background, what do you do here in the Landry community exactly?
I'm an old retired guy. Now, finally, a couple months ago, I finally retired. in my career, on my resume, I guess, I've been a pharmacist for 50 years. Have worked in about every setting in pharmacy you can work in. Ended up retiring the last time from Palace Pharmacy. And I'm getting pressure now to come back. But that's I was just talking with Tracy, and I said, I just can't say no. I have to take that no class. There's a no class, I understand, at CWC, and I got to get enrolled.
Exactly. It sounds like you need to enjoy retirement a little bit more. maybe say yes to a vacation.
You know, I have been enjoying it, though. I'm good. Also a photographer, professional photographer, and I specialize in wildlife. And of course, we're blessed to be in the location we're in. I mean, I don't know how you could be in any better of a spot for wild animals. We have a ranch just outside of town, and we have every species of game animal in Wyoming on that ranch, with the exception of mountain goats.
Wow.
At some time or other. I mean, obviously, we don't have them all there all the time. A lot of the time now, it's changed and it's varied. But, yeah, so I enjoy my photography, so I do get a break occasionally, so that works out good.
Enjoying your retirement somewhat.
Somewhat, all yes, right, absolutely, right, absolutely. And I plan on expanding on that now that I'm actually officially retired. So, but I did happen to say yes to – I've been a Legionnaire now for a while, and said yes to kind of trying to put together a 9/11 observance. We've been working on this for several years, and we just haven't gotten it done. So this year, Ken Pearson Jr. and I just kind of took it by the horns and said, hey, we need to make this thing happen. So, again, I've been pretty active doing that, so it feels kind of like I'm back in the stirrups again. But
have there been any type of 9/11 memorial in Lander that they did annually?
I checked back, and the only one I can find, the fire department and first responders in 2002 did basically a memorial reenactment of 9/11, is kind of what I'd put it as. They went minute by minute, and at the time of impact, which our time I think was about 8:50-something, mm-hmm. They blew the fire siren, the doors came open on the fire hall, they brought the engines out, they left them there with their lights on, they went through and they commemorated each event after that. So,
wow.
Yes, 2002 there was a memorial, but since then I can't find it. The Lander itself has done anything. As you gentlemen are well aware and have said, I just recently on Coffee Time were saying that Riverton, of course, has had a parade pretty much, I think, uninterrupted. And then at one time, they were bringing their parade on over to Lander. So they would do their parade, and then they bring their equipment on over to Lander and join the equipment here. So that was a bit of a memorial thing. So then hopefully
this being the first year that you guys are doing, it's the 20th anniversary, that'll maybe then be something that you guys continue to do from this point on yearly, or?
Absolutely. I, you know, with the response and the support that I've had, it's my intent to continue this forever and ever, amen, until I'm not around to do it anymore. are able to do it anymore. And then I'm sure there's a dozen people that'll pick it up and go with it. The response has been just gratifying in that I haven't talked to anybody who hasn't not only said, yes, that's good, we'll participate, but hasn't been enthusiastic about it. They're just excited about it.
Mm-hmm. For folks that don't know, what kind of does the American Legion do? And are there ways Lander citizens, Fremont County citizens, can show up and help out?
The American Legion is a organization that consists of veterans. Any veteran can be a member of the American Legion. The VFW is a little more specific in that you have to have been in a combat theater to participate in the VFW. The American Legion is, our charter says that basically to kind of boil it down, we are trying to perpetuate Americanism. And that, of course, involves thousands of things. We do a lot of stuff with youth, with children. We do Boy State. We do oratory contests. We're heavily involved in high school rodeo. There's an awful lot of scholarships and stuff available to any student, not just a descendant of a veteran, but any student through the American Legion. We're basically there to help whenever we can, in any way we can, to perpetuate Americanism, which, like I say, is quite a big bank. We put the flags up and take them down. We have, of course, a Veterans Day ceremony, Memorial Day ceremony, that kind of stuff, and throughout the year. So now, hopefully, we're going to have a 9/11 ceremony, which is a little beyond that. It's not American Legion, although I just happen to be spearheading it this year. It involves a lot bigger group than that and a lot bigger participation by a lot more people. So as far as people helping out and that kind of stuff, gosh, you know, we're always glad and happy to have anybody there to help support any of the activities that we're involved in. And you know, after the 9/11 thing, we're gonna have a VFW pig roast with the city, the citywide pig roast, and I know they're looking for a huge number of volunteers for that. And any other thing that we have, we're like any other organization. We're getting down now to where people just aren't volunteering. Yeah. And you say that, but in saying that, you think, wow, you know, people really are, though. You know, when you get right down to it, it may be a smaller group than at one time you thought it was, but people are still involved, and people are still good people. And I've found throughout the nation, maybe it's a rural thing because I kind of focus on being in rural areas usually when I travel and that kind of stuff, but people are people all over the nation. There are good folks everywhere.
It may be few, but they're a dedicated few.
Absolutely. Yeah, and even more so probably. In that there are fewer of them, so they have to be more dedicated. So they do.
All right, so one more time, if you don't mind, kind of the bullet points of what we're looking forward to as far as the memorial on 9/11, how can folks come out and show their support?
Right. There's been apparently a little confusion about the time. It is September 11th at 9 a.m. The ceremony will commence. It is at the City Fire Hall, which is right downtown, across from Maven and Napa and right in there. Gosh, you know, it's going to be kind of a low-key thing. It is a memorial service and a recognition. We're going to start out with the National Anthem prayers, flyover, raising the big American flag, and then just memorializing and talking a little bit about the events that did happen on 9/11 and the people who lost their lives, and then the first responders who lost their lives rushing into those buildings to help people that they basically didn't know. And that's an American tradition that's continued through to today, which transitions us to the recognition of all current first responders. And boy, it looks like from the response that we're going to have a representative or representatives from every emergency organization in Fremont County. Everybody has said, wow, yeah, we want to be there. Both fire, both city and rural fire, ambulance, City of Lander Police, Highway Patrol, the Fremont County Sheriff's Department, game wardens, BLM rangers, just anybody that's involved in first response and in helping people out and keeping people safe. So we're really looking forward to that. You know, as with the tradition, I think in a lot of these things, we're going to do a moment of silence. Then we are going to have a rifle salute and taps. We hope to have a piper. We're not quite sure yet because the governor stole our pipe band from here in Lander, yeah. Which is quite an honor for the fire department and the pipe band. That he apparently was adamant that he wanted them to be at his ceremony. So that's where they're going to be. But we're thinking maybe there might be one piper left behind that we can get to do Amazing Grace for us, which would be great.
Well, you'll have to fill in if no one else does, because it's like
yeah.
a jack of all trades.
I'm multi-talented, but music is absolutely not one of my talents. As close as I come to music is listening to it. I don't do music.
All right. Well, Bruce, thanks so much for coming in, spending some time with us today. Thank you for your service and for organizing this. It's going to be a great community effort, and I hope everybody can rally around it. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years already, but this is a big milestone to remember the 9/11 attacks and continued success in the future. Let us know if there's any way we can help going forward.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. It just happened to be a coincidence that it happened on the 20th anniversary. Like I say, we've been trying to put it together for a while, and maybe that was a little extra impetus to get it going, to get us to do it. So that was great. And there have been, you know, I certainly don't need to be singled out in any way. There are so many people involved. Okay. In putting this thing together, it's just been fantastic. So
glad to hear it. Glad the community and hopefully the surrounding areas are all rallying behind it. But Bruce, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.